כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
הרי נפשת השם, אוי סמיש ולשוקים. We're up to the פסוק. אוי סמיש ולשוקים, אוי סם לחם לא רעבים, השם מתיר עצורים. השם does judgments for those who are suppressed, those who are suffering. He gives bread to those who are hungry, and he opens up, unbound those who are bound. This is a continuation of the flow of this very special mizmor. This mizmor is given to us by Governor Melech to build up our Bitochim Bashem. And the opening statement, like we mentioned times before, Harli Nafshis Hashem, I am singing praise to Hashem for my entire nefesh. Azamer lo lekai be'oidi, I realize all those extras Hashem is giving. The more I focus on the things I take for granted, the more I will rely on Hashem. And then he prefaces, don't put your bitachon in the divim, because they don't last. Take the roch yoshev ad motzei. But we have Kel Yaakov be'ezra. A person is fortunate if he realizes that Hashem's Kavayachov track record from Yaakov Avinu already, he helped Yaakov Avinu in those very seemingly impossible situations. He was running away from Esav and dealing with Laban, and even so he came out successfully and built Klal Yisrael because his faith was in Hashem. And now we're saying, aside from the historical element, why we should believe, also from the fact that he created the world. He's the one who created everything, so it's about the one who's in control. And that's what we said, Yisrael Shemayim V'Arets, Yom HaSvich Kol Shabbam. Now we're saying another point. We see the greatness of Hashem. He created everything. But the person can mistakenly think, well, okay, the big things he's involved in, but my little life, my petty necessities, maybe that's not for Hashem. And that's why we say, in those people that are suffering from others, and it looks like they're neglected, Hashem is going to make a mishpat to take care of them and punish those who are not behaving. Very often the world looks out of control. Well, the Rishoyim, Derech Rishoyim Salecha, it looks like the Rishoyim are successful. But now we know it's not true. And history shows us that every Rasha has his time. When his time is up, he is finished. And the Tzadikim and Shu'aretz, they're the ones who remain with him. So, that's the way it's that I realize Hashem does make mishpat. He makes sure that everyone gets what they deserve, the Tzadikim, what they deserve, the Shomon they deserve. And together with that, also these unfortunate people, Re'evim, people that look like they don't have what to eat, but Lamaisa, they don't starve from death. Hashem also cares for that individual that's unfortunate to make sure that the Sefer Shemai comes out, that he has food to eat. And the third thing is Matar Asurim, even the person is in the dungeon, locked up, and also looks like no one can help him. Hashem makes Sefer Shemai, that he can get out of it. I remember my wife's grandmother. She was most nefesh to get Jewish children out of Galicia homes after the war. The guy took Jewish children during the war and they didn't want to give them back. Christian appearance. And one day the police came in and put her in jail that she was falsifying passports to get them out of the country. And it could have been a very terrible thing for her. And then she found out that a person that she helped, she saved his life when she was in Russia during the war. She was in a Russian work camp. Somebody that she knew was almost died from starvation and frost, and she took him in and saved his life. That person happened to be a lawyer and now became a judge. And the mice, they worked it out that this judge found out about this case, and he wanted to pay her back. And he got rid of all the incriminating information, and he saved her, and she was able to go out of jail. So you see how Kodesh Baruch Hu orchestrates everything. He gave her the opportunity to a chesed a few years before, and she took advantage of it. And the source of that, Hashem set up, a one that is going to be the shlich of Hashem to take her out of jail, is going to be in the right position to do it. It's another thing for us to think. Everything in life is an Nisayon. If we take it properly, we help those who are around us. We'll always get them. We'll always benefit. We never lose from it. We're emulating our Kodesh Boch also. The Ashukim, the Re'evim, and the Asurim, he takes care of them. So remind ourselves of these things. Hashem Mitzarecha created the entire universe, and Mitzare Sheni, he cares even for the most unfortunate. And that's why we put our Bitochen on Hashem. This is what we enforce every morning when we say this Halukah. And if we think about it properly, we have a much more pleasant day the whole day.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111